obligations with penal clause. Penal clause, it is a coercive means to obtain from the debtor compliance. A penal clause is an accessory undertaking to assume greater responsibility in case of breach. It is attached to obligations in order to ensure their performance. A penal clause is in the nature of an accessory obligation, which makes one party liable or makes him perform another prestation if the principal obligation is not fulfilled. It is an indemnity for damages and the payment of the interest in case of non-compliance with the obligation unless there is stipulation to the contrary. The purpose is to ensure the performance of an obligation and also to substitute for damages and payment of interest in case of non-compliance. Kinds of penal clauses. First, the first classification we have legal penal clause, one that is imposed by law. Second, conventional penal clause, that which has been agreed upon by the parties. Second classification, first, subsidiary, when only the penalty may be asked. Second, complementary, when both the principal contract and the penal clause can be enforced. Nature of penal clause. First, penalty is not alternative. The enforcement of the penalty is made only if there was non-compliance with the obligation. It is not an alternative obligation which can be chosen by the debtor. Meaning, ang penalty diri, dili siya alternative obligation na kung hindi mo ma-fulfill ang principal obligation, o mabayad na akong interest or penalty. Example, credit card. Kanang credit card ni mo, di ba dapat pinabayaran monthly? If di ka bayad monthly, mabayad ka o penalty. Does it mean na kung nabayad ka sa penalty, okay na imo utang? No. The penalty there is an accessory. Di ni mo pwede na. Di na kung bayad sa principal, kaya kabayad naman ko sa penalty. You cannot do that. Second, generally not complementary. The rule is that the creditor can either demand fulfillment of the obligation or enforcement of penalty. The creditor cannot demand both unless there is an agreement that he can enforce the penalty and at the same time demand performance of the obligation. Example ani katong credit card kanina. Second, the performance of the obligation becomes impossible. Third nature, proof of actual damage is not necessary. The rule that proof of actual damages is not necessary is rooted on the purpose of penal clause, which is the penalty is meant to deter violation and to punish violation. Fourth, effect of nullity of principal obligation or accessory obligation. It is principle that accessory follows the principal. That's why if the principal obligation is null and void, the nullity of the principal obligation carries the nullity of the penal clause. Meaning, if ang obligation sa credit card, okay? Example to credit card. If nisulti ang korte nga, legal man ni imo ang loan kay, wa man ni siya ni sugot ni ay sukat sa sundanan, wa may pirma din niya ang loan. So, kato nga principal obligation, which is the contract of loan sa credit card, is null and void. That's why any interest or any penalty because of that void contract is also null and void. However, the nullity of the accessory does not necessarily carry with it the nullity of the principal. Meaning, if niya na ang korte, kaning interest ba, dako magkaayo, usurious magkaayo kay 36% per month, di ni siya pwede null and void ang interest. Does it mean nga imuhang utang kay null and void sad? Dili. Only the accessory, which is the interest. Proof. Proof of actual damages suffered by the creditor is not necessary in order that penalty may be demanded. Even if actual damage is less than what is stipulated, you can still collect such without proving it. Meaning, if nagsabot mo, ani, na kundi ka mubayad sa imong utang, mubayad ka og interest to 3% per month. Pero ang actual damage na jud ana sa nagpautang kay gamay ra jud kaayo. Gamay ra kaiyahang damage sa tungod kay gamay ra man imong utang regardless of the actual damage. Dapat bayaran yapan ang 3% interest.